But the thing is, I believe the issue is the conversations that the advisors are having with their clients. See, and Eric, you're right about this, because this is the first thing I think every time I'm confronted by an advisor that I sit down and I say, okay, time to write the March newsletter. And the advisor says, oh, I have no idea what to write about. What do you think we should write about, Sarah? To me, that tells me that this advisor is not having good conversations with their clients. I'm sorry. All of you listening to this, and maybe some of you I'm dealing with, or maybe you're not dealing with me, or you used to deal with me or whatever, but like, I'm sorry, everybody. This is a truth bomb right here, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah, listen up. Truth bomb.
Right, we should get like a animation or something.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to hit you with some truth bombs here. We're going to get one of those that was easy button or something.
No, because you know, the truth does simplify and make things easier. And it's true that like financial advisors, like, what are you talking about in your conversations with your clients? If I turn to you and I say, did anybody ask you an interesting question over the last week? And you say, no. Like, what are you talking about in your meetings? What could you be talking about in your meetings that I couldn't write about in a newsletter?
Mm.
Like, are you talking about real stuff? Or are you just trying to sell them stuff?
Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't know, Eric. What are these people?
I have a different take. Okay, like, I hear what you're saying about the newsletter, but I'm gonna wrap this newsletter and social media or LinkedIn posts. This has been a gold mine tactic for us. And here's what it is. Okay, you're sitting in your client meetings. Listen for interesting things that they say to you. Okay, I'm gonna give you three examples. Here's what they are. Pay attention, people. Okay, I called a client. She sent me a text message. For you compliance people listening, it was archived, okay? So they sent me a text message. Say, call me. I have a question about retirement. Okay, great. Call this client. We're having a conversation. We're talking about it. I said, hey, I want to retire early. Great. I have to pick up my kids. Conversations broke up. Let me pick these kids up. I'll call you right back with the kids in the car. She doesn't care. We've been clients for a long time, okay? So it's a ruckus. I call her back, and she's like, I'm sitting in the hot tub right now having some wine, and she's like, and you did this to me. And I'm like, I did what? She's like, you did this to me. I can retire whenever the hell I want, and I don't have to worry about anything. So that was the tagline of my post. You did this to me with the picture of a woman chilling in a hot tub, and I wrote this little story about how we helped this woman retire. Boom, post right there. Here's another one. Client says to me, hey, did we make our IRA contributions as we were going through a review? Says, so funny that you asked that. We already checked that and you didn't. It was sitting here on our list of agendas to talk to you about. And you know what we did? Hey, can I stop by and pick up the check for you? Go figure. I pick up the check. She says, thank you so much for catching that. There's the tagline. Thank you so much for catching that. Here's another one. Have a review with the client. Send her a summary of our conversation and some of our action items. And she says, thank you so much for meeting with me. I always learn something new in our conversations. That's the tagline of my post. So advisors, stop complicating your marketing. Your clients are giving you nuggets that other people are going to resonate with. What do you think about that? Is that the gold? Are we giving it low IQ on a cocktail napkin or what?
I totally agree with you.